KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly sunny skies, 55 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be mostly sunny today with a high of 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In local news, the Atlantic School District's Board of Education met in a brief special session Tuesday evening at the High School Media Center. During the meeting, the board approved a sharing agreement with the Harlan Community School District for girls' swimming. Atlantic already shares girls' swimming with the Audubon and Clarinda districts. The board also approved two open enrollments into and one open enrollment out of the district. A family from Griswold is in the process of moving to Atlantic with their two sons who would wish to open enroll, while the other family is planning to move to Griswold. The Griswold School Board approved both open enrollment applications during their meeting on Monday night. Prior to the vote Tuesday, board member Jenny Williams asked what was the purpose of the deadline for open enrollment because the school hasn't started yet, and Superintendent Steve Barber said,
"The deadline is September 1st for incoming kindergartner, but it's March 1st of the previous year for the next year."
And those deadlines are set by state code.
I think it's more of a responsibility on the parent to say, "I want my child to go to this school next school year."
Board member Dr. Keith Swanson said,
"What we're here for is to help the kids get an education. I see no reason we can't transfer those."
Board president, vice president, that is, Christy Pellett, said the only other concern she had was keeping track of where kids are so kids aren't lost in the shuffle. Enrollment by the March deadline, it was noted, helps to determine class size as well. In other business, the board approved contract recommendations for Natalie Ritter, interim food service director, Melanie McDermott, Schuler head cook, and Ann Hinton and Pamela Carr as school bus drivers. The Audubon School Board met Monday night during a regular session, and Superintendent Brett Gibbs said the board approved the second readings of four policies and the first reading of two other policies. They also approved Iowa Learning Online as a Spanish course because the board was unable to find any qualified instructors following the loss of their Spanish teacher from Spain program.
We had a young lady last year that just did a fabulous job for us. We're supposed to stay two, possibly 3 years. And then because of some family health issues back in Spain, she had to leave. But we did interview and secure another candidate through Spanish teacher from Spain. But come the end of July, she notified us that she was not going to be able to come over. And so we were kind of left holding the bag, I guess, for lack of a better term. There aren't many candidates out there to begin with when it comes to finding Spanish teachers, and that's why so many districts within the state of Iowa have been using the Spanish teacher from Spain. I think they're up close to that 40 mark right now throughout the state. But it was just too late in the year. We weren't able to secure anybody.
The program will be added to the cost, or will be an added cost to the district, but not to its students. Gibbs said also that the board approved several contracts, including those for custodial positions, bus drivers, and associate or paraeducator positions, which hopefully translates to more students and their families moving into the district. He said also the board tabled action on administrative early retirement and set September 5th at 6:30 p.m. as the date and time for a school board work session.
To talk about what our future looks like, whether we're going to continue to share, whether we're going to go down an administrator. We just need to make some decisions. Our three-year agreement with Coon Rapids is up at the end of this year, and so both districts need to make a decision here if they're going to continue to share going forward, if they're going to look at other options or not. So we're going to have a work session on September 5th to kind of look at where we are and what we think we need and what where we want to be in the future.
The board also discussed the September 11th PEPL vote, which is a renewal of the 10-year physical plant and equipment levy at the unchanged rate of 67 cents per $1,000 valuation. The Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School Board, that is, met Monday evening and discussed progress on their various construction projects. Superintendent Trevor Miller said that things are coming along and they'll be ready for the first day of school on Tuesday.
The playgrounds that are done in Exira, they poured the new foundation for it, so that's all soft and ready to go. It's different. It's the rubber mixture, and I thought they just came in pieces, but instead I watched them mix it and spread it out, and when you walk on it, it's a completely different feel. And as my one son who's jumping up now goes, "Look, I can fall and I won't get hurt."
I should say that the first day of school is Thursday, not Tuesday. The HVAC system in the Elkhorn building is getting worked on as well. All the units are in place and are in the process of being hooked up to the new cooling tower, and the Miller said that it'll be a couple of weeks before that project is finished.
Lights are all done. Bleachers are done, ready for a football game on Friday night that we host. So we'll have the bleachers and lights for the new facility over there. So It's coming along, and painting's being accomplished, and we'll be ready to go to school on Thursday.
The board also approved the continuation of their sharing school business official, or SBO, and technology instructor with the Tri-Center School District. And Miller said there were some new hires for the district.
Jill Johnson's going to be our speech coach this year. We hadn't had one the last couple of years, and we have some students that are interested in being in an individual speech contest, so she's going to do that. We also hired Ashton, who is our assistant softball coach. She's going to be our head volleyball coach, along with Courtney Peppers, who's going to be our assistant volleyball coach. So they've been doing it. We just had to have the formal board approval last night.
And Trevor Miller reminds parents there will be an early dismissal this Thursday and Friday at 1:30. That'll be allowing the contractors extra time to work on their respective projects. And finally, in area school board news, the Griswold School Board Monday evening decided to accept proposals for their school buildings in Elliott and Lewis, since those buildings are no longer being used as a result of the new additions to the school in Griswold. Superintendent Dave Hendricks told KJAN News the district will begin advertising for those proposals, with some specific guidelines required in submitting the proposals.
And what the proposals are is, if you are interested in purchasing this building, tell us how much you're willing to pay for it, and what you plan to use the building for, as well as how you plan to maintain it. And the reason for that is, during our bond referendum process, it was very clear that both communities want somebody that's going to take care of these buildings. So the proposals are going to be due to me by November 19th. Then after the first of the year, anyone who has submitted a proposal will be asked to present that to the Griswold Board, as well as the respective city council, whether it's Lewis or Elliott.
At the end of that process, the board will decide who they want to sell the building or buildings to. The Elliott City Council on August 13th approved by a vote of 4-1 the purchase of the elementary building in that community, pending successful negotiations of the school board and pending the acquisition of financing. There were no specifics provided, though, as to how much they were willing to pay and what the building would be used for.
That will give them a few months to take a look at what they would maybe use it for, whether they can get financing. If they do decide to proceed and get financing, then in our ad, it says we have the right to reject any and all bids. So we would simply deny those proposals for Elliott and turn it over to the city. On the flip side, if through the city's work, if they came to determination that this doesn't work for them, then we can proceed with anyone who submitted a proposal. So that's the plan today moving forward.
In other business, the Griswold School Board approved the hiring of Emma Lee as middle school, high school paraeducator, the resignation of Sarah Black, elementary paraprofessional, and Laura Michael has agreed to take on another position as middle school, high school TAG, or talented and gifted teacher, in addition to her current duties. There were also three open enrollment requests approved by the Griswold School Board. As we mentioned just earlier in our Atlantic story, two brothers who wanted to open enroll out to Atlantic and one student from Atlantic who wanted to open enroll into Griswold. In both cases, it's because their families have pending residential moves in the near future. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.